venomous snake, so it'll knock your socks off. If you don't get anti-venom, you could die. But, you know, you might live too, so...
Are these the snakes that can spit their venom?
No, non-spitting, yeah. There are many, many different species of cobras. Only some of them spit. This one apparently doesn't.
So how do you try to find it?
Start digging. He's all over the place, under log piles. It could be anywhere.
Where do they like to hide?
There. Out there in the bush. Under log piles, sticks, under your pile of bricks, under the house. It could be basically anywhere.
Now, rattlesnakes will give you warning. Is there any warning?
No, not necessarily, no, no. Some snakes will give you a warning. Some snakes don't.
They just have snakes?
Yeah, they hood up. That's pretty much a scary thing. It's like hackles on a dog, elephant ears sticking out, growling. But
if you were to step on it? Or?
Well, then it'd be pissed off and it'd give you a bite. Yeah. But there's always a chance that 17% you might not kill you. It might not inject any venom. It might be a dry bite. But, you know, tell that to the dog. You know, they got bitten, so that's pretty sad.
Where do these come from? Like, what part of the world?
Well, the leucistic ones wouldn't live in the wild because they'd be picked off by birds of prey. They're too white. They stick out like a sore thumb. But originally, the monocle cobras are basically India, Southeast Asia.
So this would be a bred. This
bred. Homegrown. Yeah.
And who are you? How are you a snake expert?
My name's Jules Sylvester. I have a company called Reptile Rentals, and I do snakes for movies, TV shows, documentaries, and things like that.
Who called you in?
Fish and Game.
So when's the last time you responded to a cobra on the loose?
Probably about 10 years ago, but not here.
Where was that?
Kenya. That's where I was trained. I mean, there's cobras everywhere there. You see them on a nightly basis, so it's not really a huge issue for me. It's like.
So how rare is it, though, to have a cobra on the loose in, you know...
Well, have you ever seen one?
Thank God, no.
You see, that's rare then, isn't it?
If someone gets bitten by this, a child or an adult, I mean, what...
Well, yeah, it's like a rattlesnake bite. You go to the hospital real fast, get the antivenom.
It can kill an adult?
Sure, you know, that's what cobras do.
Would you have a chance if you were a child? Like,
of course, yeah, yeah.
There's, wouldn't be instantaneous, or...
No, there's nothing instantaneous. It's not like a bullet in the head. It's venom. It'll go through the body and do its thing.
You say it's hard to find it. I mean, could it be out here for days yet? I mean, could you never find it?
There's always that chance. I mean, I hate to say that, but yeah, there's always that chance. But then again, it's glowing white. It's as white as this vehicle.
Can this thing survive? How long can it survive out here?
Well, it's got to eat. But the trouble is, it's got to come out to eat. And when it comes out to eat, it either gets spotted, either by humans... Or birds of prey or anything else like that. You know, something will find it.
But assuming this one has only been, you know, in captivity basically, would it have survival skills?
Nah, not much. Well, I say that sort of tongue-in-cheek. Yeah, he'd survive quite well, actually. You know.
So what would he eat out here?
Rats and mice and other snakes.
So how long do you think this thing could live out here undetected?
God knows. I have no idea. I wouldn't even hazard a guess. A couple of weeks.